Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to Ask the Expert North Texas here on News Radio 1080 KRLD. I'm David Rankin.
And I'm Kristen Diaz. You know, across Texas, there are restaurants that are struggling to keep doors open as immigration crackdowns and increased enforcement continue to impact the workforce. Now, these raids, the fear, it's causing widespread absenteeism, leaving a lot of businesses short-staffed and just unable to meet demand. Joining us here on today's Ask the Expert is Dr. Emily Williams-Knight. She's the president and CEO of the Texas Restaurant Association, just to help us break down how this is really affecting business owners, employees, the communities they serve. Emily, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, of course, always.
You know, something that I thought was interesting is that the TRA saw that nearly half of restaurants in our states are actually dealing with job openings that are difficult to fill and work shortage that apparently is only getting worse. Does that all have to do with immigration rate, or is this something, a trend that we've been seeing for a while?
Yeah, I definitely think immigration is playing a part in it. And you're right. You know, it's both the enforcement actions, but also it's the fear that's penetrating, in many cases, the Hispanic community. And so we're seeing it in two fronts in restaurants. We're seeing not only some participation issues, but we're also seeing a decline in sales. And so not only are the work pieces one part of this, but we have direct evidence now of where we have a heavy population, say from Mexico, we can see a decline in sales that is far steeper than other communities. And so it's not only are they not maybe coming to work, they're also not spending. And so it's a double-edged sword. And as you said, it's one piece of tariffs, high food cost, high labor cost, you know, the Texan that's just weighted with inflation. All of those are coming to bear on that local restaurant in your community right now.
Does it also affect what we're seeing on the menus or how long a restaurant could be open?
Absolutely. And, you know, the way I'd like to explain it now is if you think about it, if you plant it, pick it, pack it, ship it, and cook it, that is the food supply chain. It is one seamless integration. And so if we don't have people in our slaughterhouses, if we don't have people out putting the crop in for the fall, if we don't have people that can get the food to the table, and we don't have people that are in the back cooking it, what's going to happen is you're going to have empty shelves, you're going to have higher prices, and then ultimately that restaurant closing. And so you're absolutely right. All of it comes together to be part of this food supply chain that is so critical to every Texan that is currently being disrupted.
You do a lot of outreach. Your organization does, you personally do. And so when you're having these conversations, do you think there's a lot of misconception on or a lot of blame game happening maybe on some of the issues that you know, your members, your organization's members are dealing with?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the word immigration, there's sort of two things, right? One, it's become very polarizing. And two, it seems like something that people just don't want to talk about, and it's an all or nothing. I think the president was very clear when he ran. He ran on two things. At the end of the day, it was a strong border and a strong economy. We believe that we can have both. And so now that we have a very secure border, it's time to have a conversation about how to keep the economy strong. 22% of the workforce in restaurant and food service are immigrants. 29% of restaurant and hotel owners are immigrants. That's double any other type of business. And so we know this is a big population for us. And what we need is to have a conversation about the workers that are here, paying taxes, part of their community, not committing crimes, and give them some type of work permit as we move into phase two, which is what is Congress going to do about immigration reform? And so what we're trying to lobby for is let's have a conversation about those workers that we all know and love, in many cases have been in these kitchens for 10, 20, 30 years, allow them to work and pay taxes. The president has that ability to do that today. So we really want to separate out and educate people that it's not an all or nothing, that we can have both.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Are the politicians willing to listen?
You know, I've been quoted a lot as people saying, gosh, Emily, you sound more hopeful. I think because the president himself has come out now several times and said, I want to help the farmers and the eateries. No, I don't. I want to help the hotels and the eateries. Maybe not. The fact, I think, that he is almost flip-flopping back and forth in some of his narrative means that he's hearing from all sides. And we know he's hearing from business owners that are saying there is an economic impact to what's happening today. So I actually do think that I'm very hopeful that if we continue to educate, and I'm also hopeful because a lot of the polling numbers are starting to push towards, hey, wait a minute, drug dealers, quote unquote, gangbangers, folks committing crimes, very different from longtime employees paying taxes that just want to continue working. I think we're starting to see the American public realize that there is a separation, and that's some of the work that I continue to try to do with the association is just to educate people that it's not one lump sum. And economically, you have to understand what's going to happen if you disrupt this food supply chain over the next continued 3, 4, 5 months.
What can restaurant owners right now in Texas do about this, aside from just trying to fill the holes where they can?
So I think most importantly, it's having a conversation with their employees, number one. One of the greatest benefits at the association is we give all of our tools and resources in Spanish, right? That operator needs to know how to make sure they remain compliant, what they do on an audit, what happens if ICE comes, how do they make sure that they're doing all the right things that we know they do today? And then how are they communicating to their employees to make sure they come to work, feel contributed, and feel safe? I think that's number one. I think for the general public, it is going out and seeing that local community restaurant that is in desperate need of your support. I will say to you, I have seen in North Texas an increase in closures because the restaurants are not as healthy as they were going into COVID. They have a lot of debt from the COVID-19 pandemic. I know that Americans have a lot of debt, but if you love your local restaurant, somehow come together, even if you buy a small thing, but show them you're there. That's what people can do now.
But one thing restaurants did benefit from during the pandemic was, you know, delivery services, because that basically kept them alive during that time.
Yeah, and delivery remains. I mean, delivery is sort of flattened out. Catering has picked up tremendously as people are trying to return to office. Companies are trying to incentivize folks to get back to, say, downtown Dallas. Part of that would be to offer some type of meal benefit. And so we know catering is shoring up these restaurants. I think, you know, part of my wish is that the World Cup gets here as quick as it can. Because we know for FIFA coming to both Houston and Dallas, we expect it's almost equivalent to 6 to 7 Super Bowls in a short period of time. But if you're a single restaurant owner, that is so far away to you. You're just trying to get to tomorrow. And disrupting the labor supply in this way isn't going to help these small businesses survive.
Is there also an imbalance between the big cities and more rural cities out in perhaps in West Texas or in the Panhandle?
Yeah, you know, it really varies almost by even that city or that county. You know, I was in a restaurant last week just north of Dallas, so not Dallas proper. It was a Saturday morning. They should have had 8 cooks in the kitchen and they had 4. And so you can imagine, because I know my experience wasn't great, and so I always try to go and find out why. And that's when I learned of just, and it simply was, A, we can't find these individuals, and B, a couple of the folks we have not come in. And so that puts an extraordinary amount of pressure on that business. And when it comes to cooking, I think people assume it's just an easy thing to learn. It's really not. If you're cooking breakfast for 250 people in a 3-hour period, you have to have a skill. And so I think what we're seeing is that loss of skill. At the same time, I remind everyone, we're 53% of the food dollar. So we're not just a nice to have, but we're actually part of the critical feeding infrastructure, water, electricity, and food. And so this is such an important topic for us to discuss, because at the end of the day, the consumer is the one that's going to feel the impact of this.
What resources does the TRA give to even the smallest restaurant owners that can help them with this situation?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a member section on our website, and it's everything to do with tariffs. It's everything to do with immigration. It's tools, it's resources, things like insurance, right, that are so costly. A lot of times a small restaurant just doesn't have economies of scale. You know, beef prices are through the roof. I know everyone listening knows that if you go to the grocery store. And the sort of bad news is we're not expecting relief until 2028. And so how can we pull restaurants together for buying opportunities? How do we work with suppliers? We do a tremendous amount of webinars right now, you know, how to grow catering at your business, how to use digital media and influencers. I don't think there's a better time. I know it's a shameless plug, but this is when you need to lean in and not try to solve it yourself as a restaurant owner, but lean in and look at what other people are doing and take the benefit of learning from other restaurants when we can bring 57,000 restaurants together. To help educate. And my job is to save every restaurant. They're so important here in North Texas to our dining life. I live here. I live here. You know, this is my environment, and we've got to keep these restaurants operational.
Any last thoughts you want to share with our listeners?
You know, I would say to just really be thoughtful about this immigration conversation. I appreciate it's polarizing. I get my own sort of negative feedback by talking about it, but I really think we have to be very logical and look at the economics of this, and really the economics about a secure border and a strong economy, and playing out what happens if we continue to disrupt our food supply. We've lived through this once, and that was called the pandemic, and everyone knows where prices went. We got to get prices down in our grocery stores. We have to get prices down in our restaurants, and we can't do that if we can't expand and we can't sell more and we can't serve more people. And so it really is this downward trickle that isn't the restaurant's problem. It's every Texan's and every American's problem.
Dr. Emily Williams-Knight with us here on KRLD. Thank you so much for the time.
You're so welcome. Thank you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Vaughn Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.